Now we appreciate the Lord. Amen. He's good to us this evening. And I need your prayers tonight because a lot of times we sit around in self-denial, Brother Darrell. And I remember about 25 years ago, as a younger feller, I could probably preach an hour and a half, and it, hard as I could go, and run a little bit, and crawl a little bit, and do a lot of everything, but I just got to do what I can now, and because we are in this body, and we are in the flesh, and the spiritual man wants to do a whole lot of things that the old body ain't able to do no more. But you know what? That's all right. They can't enjoy it no better than I do. Amen. Over in the book of Matthew tonight, chapter number 22, I do appreciate everybody. And let me say, I love the church and appreciate the fellowship today. And if you want to come over, I can give you the address if you don't know where it is. And anybody's welcome. I'm just damn who I am. And if you see me here, I try to be that out there. Amen. So, and I do appreciate my brothers and my sisters tonight. And I was reading and thinking, and it seemed like I had a thought yesterday. And I thought, well, it'll keep till tomorrow because I enjoyed everything I heard yesterday. Man, it was just awesome to see the Lord move in the way He did. Let me say this. God yesterday's is still the God today. Amen. The God. You remember what Robbie preached on? Amen. I know Him tonight, and more than anything, He knows me. Amen. I'm glad of that. Amen. I don't want to get there on that day and Him not know who I am. Sit in the house of God all my life, and amen, and claim to be this and that, die and go to hell. That'd be awful, wouldn't it? In the 22nd chapter of the book of Matthew tonight, amen, we're just looking forward to the meeting tonight, and Lord knows what we need, and I'm going to share just a thought with you here for a little bit and expound on this if the Lord will let us. If you dare say amen, we'll read from verse 1. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, and another to his merchandise. Now listen to this. And the remnant, the remaining of them, took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. He said, go ye therefore to the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. He said, so those servants went out to the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. That's where we'll stop right there tonight. And just reading maybe lengthy there a little bit, but a little reading won't maybe hurt us tonight. And I just thought about this scripture as it come to my mind. And I was reading in different places in the Word of God today. And just for a short spell last night and down throughout the day. But my friend, that's where we are today, and down here in this world that we're living in today, Brother Robbie. The invitation has been going out for many years, and but when we look back to the days of Christ, amen, He came to His own, and His own received Him not. They was the very ones, Brother Darrell, that nailed Him to the tree, the religious crowd, amen, today. And it's the religious crowd today that denies Him and denies His power, and that's compromised and went down the road, amen, that broad road that that's leading to destruction. And brother, they're taking a many with them tonight. Brother, we're running out of little churches by the side of the road, and brother, it's got faithfulness in it, and people's lost their faith, and brother, they've sold it out, my friend, for the pleasures of this life. You pray for me tonight. And, amen. I thought about the other night when I preached, and I thought, boy, that was so rough. And but my friend, we've got to have what's on the table. Amen. And I thought about this, amen, and sitting there a while ago in a few minutes in the parking lot. Amen. I thought about 2010. I was pastoring where I am now, and we was having a revival in God. It pressed on me to hand out 1,000 flyers, and so we had a pretty large size youth group at the time. And boy, it's a shame that they're gone today, and I don't know where they are. Amen. That's set under the gospel, my friend. And they went away the broad way, my friend, today. But one day they'll be found unworthy. Ain't it a shame today? Oh, my friend, listen, as we're passing them flyers out, how them kids were so excited, and going door to door, knocking on the door. And I had some of them come up to me and say, Charlie, Pastor Charlie, we don't understand. I said, what's that? They said, we give the flyers to a lot of people, and they turn around and throw them in the trash. And I said, honey, that's all you can do. I give out an invitation to the house of God. Amen. And that's all the Lord can do tonight. Amen. He said to come. Oh, my friend, He asked us and bid us to come. Oh, if we knew how close it was tonight, we'd get our life right with God. Oh, if we knew how close it was tonight, pleasing the Lord would be the only thing we worried about. Amen. The cares and the things of this life wouldn't drag us so much down. Brother, if we knew how close we was to the end, and we knew that we're down there at the threshold of eternity, my friend, I wonder how many tonight that's down at the nursing home, and at the ICU unit, and in the hospice ward, brother, it's dying and going to hell, where the invitation has been sent out time after time, and now, my friend, eternity is looking them in the eyes. Oh, my friend, tonight, I wouldn't die and go to hell, amen, with an invitation in my hand. No, 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 no. I read about a little Levite man over in the book of Judges, brother, that had a concubine that he married and loved. And the Bible said that she played the harlot against him. And brother, he went out searching for her and found her down at her father's house. And he went in, brother, I'm telling you, he loved her. Oh, my friend, he loved her so much. That's the way the Lord is, my friend. He loves her. Oh, no matter what you do, I don't know why I'm preaching this way tonight. He loves us tonight. Oh, my friend, while you were yet sinners, Christ died for you. While you was tarnished in sin, while you was in the mully grubs of life, hey, God, He came looking for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, He loved her so much that He went out to live a Levite man. And He found her. And He's going to take her home. And then the father keeps pulling at him. Stay one more night. And stay one more night. Eat and drink. But there come a time, Brother Hubert, that he had to leave. And Brother Listen, before he leaves, that father-in-law said, one more night. Oh, but there was some man of Belial how they come down there and desired them. And the Bible said that that man offered his daughters and all of these things, but he wound up that same concubine how that played the harlot. Oh, listen to me. Was given to them men how to do what they would with. I won't say this, and I don't know why, but you can play with the world. Brother, you can go down and jump in the fire if you want to. But one day after a while, you'll play too long. And Brother A, she was given to them men. And the Bible said that they knew her all night long and abused her. And Brother, she made her way back about the light of day, Brother Robbie, and died with her hand upon the threshold of a door. Amen. Almost made it back, almost, Brother. Almost made it. But she didn't make it. And Brother, she died that way. And Brother, she lived in her life. Oh, listen to me. Be careful. You'll reap what you sow. Brother, there nothing comes out of your mouth. You won't reap. There's not an action that comes from out your flesh that you will not reap for in this life right here. Listen tonight. Don't die and go to hell. Oh, Lord. Church, you pray real hard. I got a place to go, or two to go. Oh, listen tonight. He said, I sent out my invitation. I sent my servants down there. Brother Robin, he said, they went down there. Oh, and they had excuses. One had a farm and another had another excuse. Amen. One, he had merchandise. The Bible said, how hardly would it be for a rich man to inherit heaven? Amen. It'd be easier for a camel to go through that eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into heaven. You listen to me tonight. Oh, listen, it's hard. Amen. When you got the things of the world hanging all over you, have to get in where God's at. There's a little gate over in Jerusalem, and them camels that come, and men that's got a lot on them camels, they have to make them camels get right back down on their knees and unload that camel, and it has to crawl through that hole, and he'll have to go back through and get his stuff and put it back on this side. Let's look at this spiritually tonight. Anything that you got, it ain't going with you. Amen. You look at your flesh in the mirror, what you got on tonight, it ain't going with you. Amen. Big gold necklaces ain't going. Big fancy houses ain't going. Brand new cars ain't going. It don't matter if you've got $1 million in the bank. It ain't going with you. Brother, you better have your heart right with the Master. Well, I'm going to be a poor pauper. Live on the side of the road. Drink creek water and eat cornbread. And have a mansion in glory as I have it all. And die and go to hell. Oh, listen today. Brother Darrell, the time had come. The marriage feast. You go, I don't know why in the world. I don't ask why, I just do it. Why I'm preaching this way after last night. Oh, somebody needs this tonight. I don't know who it is. It might be somebody at home. I don't know. Oh, but that, listen. And the marriage begin to, the feast begin to take place. Oh, listen, after a while, Oh, listen. Here come them servants down yonder that realize what them is. I'd say, Brother Robbie, amen, some of them that saw what that king had done to them and sent his armies down there to destroy them. I want you to know his words are consuming fire. Amen. I saw that man, that one riding on the white horse, and out of his mouth came a two-edged sword. Oh, the word of God he devoured. Of this world, Brother Darrell. Brother, he devoured sin by his own word. Hear me tonight. It cuts both coming and going. I want you to know if your lifestyle's contrary against the Lord, you're a sinner. You need to be saved tonight. Listen, now's the time. Today's the day of salvation. Tomorrow may not get here for you. Listen, hear me. That word, it cuts both coming and going. They looked down there and they saw Brother Robbie and what the king, hey, his army's done to them. How they killed his servants. I want you to know the church is under great persecution today. Holy living's laughable and laughed at by the world. Raising your girls to be virgins when they're married, it's a laughable thing to the world. Raising your sons, amen, to be a virgin when they're married and give their self to one person. Sister Laura, it's a laughable thing. Our brother in the public schools, and whether they contaminated, and they listened the day they took the Word of God out and put a litter box in the corner. They took the Word of God out. And brother, listen, they took Jesus out of everything. And when something happens at the house, at the schoolhouse, they blame God. It's hard to blame God when He's nowhere around. It ain't His fault when people kick Him out of their establishment. Amen. Won't follow the Lord. Amen. Won't give Him glory. How can you blame God for the bad things in your life if you ain't even living for Him? If you don't love Him? If you don't go by His Word, how can you blame God? Amen. You've got an invitation. He sent you an invitation. But brother, if you did like them and wanted it up to it, the trash can, it's on you tonight. Ain't that right? Amen. I'm not in this for popularity. Back home, I get some meetings. I get to holding revivals. And Brother Robbie, I tell the pipe, I said, if you want a crowd, you better not get me. I'm not in it for that. I've told my church, take my name off the sign. It ain't who it's about. I want it to be about Jesus. I'm just little. I'm just a small speck of dirt. Better not realize I'm nothing without Him. Oh, but Brother Darrell, there's one thing about it. Back in 1989, I got an invitation, and I accepted that invitation. I ain't always been who I was supposed to be. But may I say tonight, He's never changed. He's remained the same. Amen. He said, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the first. I am the last. He does not change. He said the world would pass away and the foundation of the world. He said, but my word shall not pass away. Praise the Lord. Are you with me tonight? It's all wrote down in the Scripture. Amen. These men, this man got into the wedding feast. Then he said on that day, there'd be many that come. Said, Brother Herbert, that have we not done all these marvelous works? Have we not casted out devils in your name? There's people right now more worried about casting out devils and speaking in a foreign tongue than they are being about being saved. Hear me tonight. He said, don't rejoice, didn't he? He told the disciples, he said, don't you rejoice because that the devils are submissive to you, in other words. He said, but rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's something more important than being religious. There's something more important than singing in the choir. There's something more important of what your neighbors think about you going to church. Hey, what's important? Being saved, washed in the blood, white as snow, in the army of God. Praise the Lord. It's what he said. He said, how'd you get in here? Oh, my friend, without that garment, you can't go. Amen. In Revelation, the Bible said their garments was made white as snow. They was washed in the blood, wasn't they? The Bible said they come out of great trouble. Great tribulation, Brother Darrell. And amen, here they stood before God. John could see, couldn't he? A number, which no man could number. Thousand times thousand times 10,000 and thousand that stood there that day. Oh, Revelation, Brother Herb. The past, the present, the future. Testimony of Jesus Christ. This thing's coming to an end. There's more people worried about an eclipse today than they were the Son of God coming back. They was more worried about that sun being hid than going to hell. Listen today. There's going to be a day that sun won't shine no more. And there's going to be a day, Brother Robbie, when the moon drips with blood and the stars are plucked out of their socket and the heavens is going to shake and the earth's going to shake and they're going to be the sign of a Son of Man coming in the clouds of glory when it rolls back like a scroll and it becomes as midnight in the day. Listen tonight. Wherever you are on the planet Earth, when He comes, your eyes will see Him with the way you are. And if you go down low, you'll get up that way. Is that right tonight? I don't know why I'm preaching this way. I couldn't get really settled. Amen. But Esther, you remember her? Whoa, we got, this is the time, guys. Right now's the time. Such a time. Amen. Oh, listen, oh Mordecai. He said, who knows? You're called for such a time as this. Haman was wanting to kill all the Jews. Lord, it looked like that they was coming down to the end. No Mordecai. He went down there and he said, Esther, I need a favor. And Esther had told the king that she is a Jew. He said, but you think you're going to be saved in your home? Oh, listen, Esther had to think about it. And she said, here's what you do. She sent word down our church. This is what we got to do. Oh, she said, you fast. You pray for me. And for 3 days, Brother Herb. Amen. They prayed and they fasted. They didn't take no food and no water. Amen. Listen. And then, you know, and the Bible said, if she'd went in that court, I would bow. I'd been bidden by the king. He said, hey, Uncle Mordecai, or Cousin Mordecai, it's been 30 days. He ain't called me. If I go in there and he don't extend this scepter, I'm as good as dead. I need you to pray. I'm telling you tonight, folks, our people's dying and going to hell. We need to pray. We need to get after God. We need to plead to God. Hey, I don't want to see my sister go to hell, my brother-in-law go to hell, or my brother-in-laws and my sister-in-law die and go to hell. But brother, somebody don't reach heaven. Brother, they're going to die and go to hell, and that without remedy tonight. I was thinking yesterday, when the meeting was going on, I wanted to call my sister then and tell her bye. When I get home, I'm going to, and I may do it tonight, I'm going to call some of my family members, Brother Robbie, and tell them bye, and that I love them. But if they die in the shape they're in, hey, when the Lord comes, I'll never see you again. I'm telling you, there's a great separation day. It's not a joke. You may sit in church like it's some big hoo-ha. Brother, but I'm going to tell you something when it's over. Brother, you've come up to judgment, Brother Herb. We ain't got that garment on. We've not been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And we've not overcome by the word of our testimony. There ain't but one way to go, and it's hell. There ain't three ways to go. He said, hey, it's either heaven or it's hell. You're going to hear, enter in. Hey, or he heard, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Oh, it's dangerous to be religious, ain't it? It's dangerous. Just to carry, I preached on it the other night. I can't help, I'm going to say it again. It's dangerous just to carry a handle. It's dangerous, ain't it? Just to carry a top. I'm a free willer. I'm this, I'm that. Whoop-de-doo. You must be born again. Amen. Nicodemus, you must be born again. We heard the messages yesterday. How in the world? Well, we had a good time, didn't we? But brother, it's going to take preaching like this to get the harvest out of the ground. We're going to turn the fallow ground. But listen tonight. I'm glad we can reap. But brother, I like it when we sow. If you're lazy, you won't reap. If you're lazy, you won't sow. He that regardeth the wind, what did the Bible say about that? So that, or the clouds shall doubtlessly come a weeping in the harvest. Amen. Listen. He said, here's this man. Here's this man right here. He's got in here. And he said to him, friend, how camest thou in the hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. He knew he didn't belong. If you die without the Lord, you'll know it. You don't belong. Do you hear what Herbert said yesterday about the little preacher man? Set up on the side of his bed. Many years I've traveled on this weary road. Often season changes, trying to share some love. Now my work is ended. Steps are mighty slow. I've been waiting, Lord, to call. I've been waiting, waiting on that shore. Long I traveled, well, I ain't gonna travel no more. Shades of evening, a falling steps are getting slow. Oh, but I've been waiting on the Lord to call. That's what he'll sing it, amen. Listen tonight. Hey, when the Lord comes and you got the invitation, brother, it's a happy day. It's a day you look forward to. It's something tonight. Brother, listen. It's a welcome engagement. How about that other one? Oh, how about that other one? How about that other? Did you hear it all? Did you hear it all? Oh, there's an opposite thing. Oh, pull me up. Somebody don't turn the lights off. Amen. Somebody put the fire out. I heard, and I've heard in my young days, I sat around the dinner table with my mom and papa. It's a boy. He said, it ain't like it used to be. He said, when people died and went to hell, you knew it. And when people died and went to heaven, you knew it. They went out rejoicing. Now they drug them up. Now they dope them up. Boy, I would that some of our lukewarm people would sit in the way. Listen, I hate people that die and go to hell, but they got the invitation. And brother, if they turned around in their life and threw it in the trash and said, I'll get ready on my deathbed, I'm telling you, the devil's a liar and the father of them. Today, right now's the time. Don't wait too late. Pull my feet out of the fire. I never read in this scripture tonight where they bound him hand, Lazarus bound him hand and foot and drug him to Abraham's bosom. Do you? No. But I read about where the angels carried him. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Yeah. And now the rich man's where Lazarus is. He needs Lazarus. And Lazarus don't even know he's around. Hear me tonight. What a reverse. Not a coincidence. But look at this tonight. That rich man now, all he wants is a drop of water from Lazarus' fingertip. And he ain't got it. And he ain't going to get it. If he'd got it, he'd been a saved man. He ain't got it. He ain't getting it. He chose that way. This man that come in, automatically, the king recognized who he was. You're not sneaking into heaven. Oh, listen. You're not sneaking in. You ain't going to get in when you want to get in. But you've got to be drawn by that Spirit. You've got to have a broken heart and a contrite. You've got to be sorrowful for your sins. This ain't something we come up here and laugh and giggle. Popping our tongue. I've seen them do it. Back home in churches, they'll come up there and still have their jolly rancher in their jaw. But at night I got saved. My old face is so ugly I couldn't hold spit. I mean, it was dry. Well, I'm going to tell you, Darrell, when I left that place, probably a lot like you, when I left that place, I cried going out the door. Mom stopped down there at Lowe's food store in Bowdoin, East North Carolina. I will never forget why. It was me. Whoa! I got out. I said, Mom, I won't go in. She said, you're crying. You sure? Yeah, I'm going in. But I couldn't stop crying. Went in the entrance way, crying like a little baby. Walked in that store, down the meat aisle, got blown in. Down the bread aisle, got bread. Down the drink aisle, got a drink. Down the chip aisle. Hey, just crying and boo-hoo. I bet them people thought that my mama beat me to death. Hey, man, but listen, when I got up there to that line, I couldn't tell the way. I couldn't wait to tell somebody. That cashier looked at me. I said, my mama ain't with me. I said, I got saved tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He'll give you something to shout about. I tell him, I know it's real, Rob. This man had played with God. He had played with church. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to leave about Friday. And we're going to have to go back home for a while. You better not take for granted what you got. Brother, we're running out of them too. There are churches on every corner in Kingsport, but they ain't but one problem. They're all D-E-A-D. And they're dead. Capital letter dead. Dead, 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 dead. Hey, dead, 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 dead. We got people in the church for 50 years. Can't even quote John 3:16. We're dead. Are you with me? The great invitation. Other gospels described it another way. But this is where I went. It's all right, Jesus said it. That man didn't have that wedding garment on. You're not going to get in playing church. You're not going to get in being a Sunday Christian. You ain't going to get in being a Wednesday Christian. When we go, God's going to require faithfulness out of you. Just like He does the preacher. Just like He does Charlie and Bill and Robbie. And Brother Herbert, Brother Dow. He requires it out of everybody. From the least to the greatest. Oftentimes we put people up here and say, man, Brother Robbie, they got more to do than I do, and I just ain't that important, and the devil's lied to you. Who we got to preach to if you ain't here? Have you grew? Have you grown? Are you getting closer to the Lord? But I don't know about you tonight, but I won't be around the fire. I won't be around people to lie. I don't be around people stirred up. But I won't be around the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that's my favorite place to be. Whether it be 2 or 3, 5 or 10 or 100. But I won't be around where the Holy Ghost is at. Said, bind him up hand and foot. So we get back to Esther. She goes down into that court where the king is. They have fasted and they prayed. Long story short, she has success. He extends his scepter to her. She begins to make her way down there, Brother Darrell. And she touches his scepter. How you going to get in? Oh, you got to touch him. You got to get a hold of the Lord. You hear me? Think about Esther as being a kinsman, a day's kinsman. Thought about Philemon over there. I thought about what Paul did in jail. Heard he got a little old servant down there. He was a thief. He left his master. And he got down there and in the jail. And there's a man named Paul down there. Just so happened, he loved on people like that. Here's a thief, but here's Paul. He's on a mission from the Lord. He's locked up in jail most of his life. Shipwreck and everything else. But ain't it funny how God puts people in his life? And here he is, and he sees him and begins to talk to him. You think about this one chapter, just a little short chapter. And it man's converted under Paul. And Paul, no doubt, is teaching this man, hey, you shouldn't have done this and you shouldn't have done that. But he said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. When you get out here, I'm going to send a letter. I'm going to send a letter with you down there. Hey, no filming. Hey, listen. You're going to go down there. Hey, when you left, hey, you was a thief. When you left, you was a servant. You was a slave, whatever. He said, but when you go back, you're going to be a brother. God gives us hope, don't He? Esther went down there and put her life on the line for the people of God. You hear me? They were about to die. They had the garrison out. They built it 50 cubits high. Amen. For Mordecai. Haman hated him. But God had old Mordecai by a gate one night. When Haman heard the men having a plot to kill the king. Do you hear me? God don't forget. Men may forget you. God does not forget you. You hear me? And they wrote it down in the Chronicles, didn't they? One night the king was up late and the scribes, and hey, scribes had wrote that down. They began to read and he said, what in the world has been done for this man? They said nothing. So they're going to have to go get him. Oh, lo and behold, the enemy of God, Haman, was there. And Haman went in, and boy, he started gloating. See, the devil gloats in your life if you let him. I got victory in his life, and I'm going to bring him down. I'm going to tell you something. If we hold on to the Lord, we hold on to our invitation, no matter what comes and goes, if we just trust the Lord and believe God, we can make it. Oh, listen, old Haman went in there and he thought for sure he had old Mordecai's death warrant. Oh, he thought he did. But God had different plans. He said, Haman, what ought to be done to this man? Haman said, oh, he ought to ride the king's beast. He ought to wear the best and he ought to ride the king's horse, whatever. He'll be the terms. And he said, well, go down there and get Mordecai and do that for him. Haman already been on to something right there. And then down at the dinner, long story short, Haman's hanging on the gallows. Haman, though, he's begging Esther for mercy. He wasn't going to give no mercy. When we trust the Lord, we go His way, we get mercy. You hear me? Hey, church, we got to keep on praying. We got to keep on keeping on. There's nowhere to turn around. If this half leaves and never comes back, or this half leaves and never comes back, you've got to remain faithful to God. You've got to remain faithful. Esther thought, I don't know what she was thinking in her mind. All she knew was somebody's praying. I'm about done. But listen, I don't know. Well, the Lord sent this tonight, and I couldn't get on nothing else. I tried. I wanted to preach out songs. But God didn't, so I didn't. So, what a peculiar message, preacher, with all the shouting we had yesterday. Yeah, but that was yesterday. God knew you was going to be here tonight. Are you really happy laying down at night? Are you really satisfied with the way your life is? Are you? This man thought, well, I could sneak in down there, Brother Darrell, and I'd be all right. But see, God beholds everything. He knows good and evil. He knows your thoughts right now. I wish that crazy preacher hurry up so I go out there and eat a sandwich. He knows all that. See, you can't hide that from God. You might hide that from me. I may go out here and you may, oh, Charlie, you did a good job. And say, man, I can't wait till Robbie gets back. But God already knows. And Charlie don't care. He'll be back, brother. I hope, anyway. But listen, his ear is on fire. But listen, I love you tonight. I don't know why God sent that, but He did. We have an invitation. What are we going to do with it? We've got an invitation, Bill. We've got to hold on to that invitation to the end. They overcame by what? The word of their testimony, by the blood and the word of their testimony. That's them robed in what? That's them robed. They came out of great trouble. Anybody had any trouble in your life? No, I've been across seas. We ain't seen nothing. I've watched old people and little children digging garbage in the middle of the night in Manila because they were hungry. You could set up on the corner down there and preach Jesus and you're talking about a crowd. You set up on in a free country, United States, in the middle of what we call Church Circle in Kingsport, and people will drive by and spit on you. You hear me? America, America is forgetting God. America has put Him out of nearly everything, but America is going to pay. But not only America, you got China. You got all these big countries. You ain't never been to war if you ain't been to a third world country and see the things that these people are worshiping. That are where we was, they was killing hogs. And they was staking their heads up, worshiping some kind of God. They had all these hog heads staked up around their place because they were doing that for their God. My God don't need no hog. My God don't need none of that. He needs my praise. He wants my praise. He wants your praise. He wants glory out of your life. Whether you're here tonight with a health problem, whether you're here tonight and you hurt so bad you can't sit, can't stand, can't walk, you're here tonight, worship Him. It don't matter what kind of day you had, He's still Jesus. He's still God. You hear me? Amen. But listen, you can't get in going the way you want to go. Some people are going to wait too late. I said, oh, did you hear about what he did? We better get in the good. Oh, it's going to be too late. On judgment day, it's too late. On judgment day. He's separating it right now, guys. You're either a goat or you're a sheep. You're either in or you're out. You either worship the Lord or you don't. You don't put on a Jesus shirt and come to church and be godly. You have Him in your heart and you live out there godly. And you come in here to worship. You go out there to be a workman in the vineyard. I love you tonight. Brother, I'm done. But I'm going to make an altar call. I've done the very best I can.